Now that fall's here, farmers are taking account of their summer work and crops, and they're planning for their next harvest, but this summer's drought and heat twisted things up. Correspondent Anna King reports from the Northwest fields.
Ramon Quesada sports a sleek, pointy black beard. He loves to whistle while he works. He's a supervisor here at Alfred Farms, north of Pasco. He and a crew of about a dozen are digging soil and cull potatoes out from under massive machinery belts in the middle of a field, getting ready for the next loads of spuds. They are working to sort just-dug Ranger potatoes destined for fries. They're on the 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift to feed the Simplot plants. The boss above him is Tyrell Gillis. He says this year, the heat made for less dense, sometimes weirdly shaped potatoes and disappointing yields.
Ask anyone. I mean, I know there's nothing we would have done differently. I mean, a lot of guys I know. So you've said, I mean, you did the best you could. And I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Gillis wouldn't estimate how much tonnage he's down, but he says it's significant. Overall, the industry estimates they're down maybe 10% in Washington and Oregon. That's real unusual. Most years, potatoes are down or up only about 1%. Plus, many say potatoes won't store as well this year. Many have internal problems. North of Hitch, just off Taylor Flats Road, two women walk through a jungle of heirloom tomato vines in search of the last few worth marketing. Alan Schreiber says his tomatoes, which are expensive to grow, just stopped flowering, or the flowers withered and died for about a whole month after the intense heat event.
There should be a blossom or a set of blossoms at each leaf. And you see there's a lot of leaves out here. And so from about, 2 foot up to about maybe 3.5 foot, there were no blossoms, which means no tomatoes.
He's down nearly 30% for his tomato crop over last year. On melons, he got hurt too. The melons looked okay when they were picked and packed, but then they softened too much just days after shipping. Schreiber gets inspections from his buyers when his produce arrives.
So I call them ouch reports, but we're getting a number of reports back of fruit that was perfectly fine when it shipped here, and 2 days later it looked like it was, 21 days old instead of 5 or 6 or 7 days old.
I need dirt that's wetter than the wheat kernel, so the moisture goes from the dirt to the wheat.
Chris Heron farms about 8,000 acres even further north in Franklin County. This year he's gonna have to dust in his crop or lay the seed close to the surface. There's little moisture to drill into.
I'm going to plant the wheat the same way, the method that my grandfather did in 1930. It's just dusted in. The only thing I don't have to do is I don't have to feed the horses.
He's frustrated. He's waited till the last moment for enough moisture. He's only seen it this bad 3 times in about the 40 years he's grown wheat. But now there's not enough warm growing days to get the wheat up if he planted deep. Climate change will likely make it harder to grow many crops here in the Northwest as extreme hot weather and drought like this year become more common. But Heron says farmers are natural optimists.
I won't have the greatest yield next year, but I know that there will be something there. The earth still rotates, the sun still comes up, they still make clouds and it rains, I'll be okay.
He says it just won't happen as fast as he wants. North of Pasco, I'm Anna King.